Now, will you notice he says in verse 16, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Paul is saying here to these Philippians, he says, I want you to make this your goal in life. I want you to get out on the racetrack. That is what he's saying. And he now can give himself as an example. He says, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an example. Now, I wish I could say that. I can't, but Paul could. He says, if you want to know how to do it, you watch us. And again, it's not for imitation, but actually what he means is that you learn to share the power of Christ in the body of Christ, the church. And I believe that today, and I'd like for those who think that I become anti-church at times, I think that we ought to point out the difficulties. The church is in apostasy, no question about that. And therefore, we have a perfect right and should point these things out. That doesn't mean you're anti-church at all. But I believe that it is the proper function of a believer to function inside of a Christian organization, a church. Now, it doesn't have to meet in a building with a tall steeple on it. Great many people feel that they have to go to a certain type of a building. That's not necessary. You can function in a Christian organization, and my feeling is that if there's a good Bible church in your community where the Word of God is given out and you're not identified with it, I would say immediately that you're out of the will of God. And if there's a Christian organization in your town and you're not supporting it, I think you're out of the will of God. I'm very frank to say that. I believe that's exactly what Paul means here. And I know that's what he says elsewhere. Now let me continue on here. Verse 18, because Paul discusses the negative side, listen to him. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, whom mine earthly thing. Now that is probably a severe condemnation that you can find of those who profess to be Christians here. He is saying here there's some who profess Christ, yet who contradict all of this by their lives. And he says their God is their belly, and that's an awful thing. Actually, it means their appetite. There are Christians that have an appetite for money, and they will do most anything for the almighty dollar. And the dollar is not so almighty today, but they are engaged in that. And then there are others that sex actually is their God. There are others that covet. They explain so much of the criticism today, the strife and vainglory. Oh, if I only had what so-and-so had, if I could only do what so-and-so's doing, if I only lived in the home he lives in, and so on. That is the thing today. And there are many Christians that have their minds and hearts on earthly things. Now, what Paul is really saying here is that if you really have trusted Christ, if you had that revolution that he says happened to him on the Damascus Road, and that now Christ is the all-absorbing thinking of your mind and your time and your talent and of your possessions, then he says it's going to tell in your life. James had put it like that. It says, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. I'll show thee my faith by my works. In other words, my friend, if you haven't any works, you're not going to convince your neighbor. Now, God knows your heart. I don't. Your neighbor doesn't. But he sure knows your works. Calvin put it this way, faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is not alone. Whose God is their belly? That's a frightful statement. Somebody says it's crude. Well, a statement's not crude, but what it speaks of, oh, it is crude today. And to see Christians given over to the things of this world, to earthly things, who mind earthly things that are passing away.